I need all of you that can get a prayer through, if you can, to come up here so that we can pray. It's such an honor to be. Yes, I do. Let me know when I'm ready, baby. Am I plugged up, mama? Amen. You can plug it in. You can tuck under my belt if that easy. I'm not going to get up unless the Lord says something. So, amen. Good morning, Brenda. Safia, so you tell me when I can play. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for those that are and will be tuning in later. God, we give you praise and we magnify you. You all forgive me for sitting down. We just finished our prayer and I'm a little tired, so I need to sit down. Amen. I need you to lift your hands before we start praying. Yes. Either whether you're listening now, you'll be listening later. I need you to lift your hands right now. Repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all of my praises. You are worthy and you are righteous. And there is none like you. Lord, if there is any sin in my life, in my atmosphere, remove it and forgive me in the name of Jesus. I have no righteousness of my own. My only righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. Give me your righteousness. So that when you look at me, you only see you. Father, I need you. Forgive me for any sin. And wash me by your blood. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you've done that, you have been redeemed in the name of Jesus. If you just said that with your heart and confessed it with your mouth, you have been redeemed or reclaimed in the name of Jesus. We have a few people we need to pray for. Before I pray for anybody, I want to pray for the Christians and the believers that are in China. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they're trapped and they can't get out. If they are citizens of China and they've got that coronavirus going on, they're trapped. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need my hands anointed. I need my hands anointed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Father God, you are worthy. Our believers, our brothers and sisters in China. We have brothers and sisters in out of the vessel.
You want us to open it all?
Yes, ma'am. It has to be out of the vessel. Well, it doesn't have to be, but I don't want to short them. Tiffany, Asia, come up here, honey. Come up here, Asia.
It's probably empty.
Is it empty? Here is empty. La vieto salam. You're going to help us pray today, baby, okay? Ela isha ichal no fiala mia lo ike alia ultamia ho fasadi. There you go. Father God, even though I can't touch you, I need you to stretch your hands. I need you to stretch your hands out this way. The Bible says, whether two or three. Cut the music, please. Cut the music. Cut the music. Cut the music. Amen. Hashaya. Amen. Because I don't want Google to charge us for playing music that we didn't get permission for online. So I need all the music cut. I need all the music off. Because they'll use that to cut off our YouTube. Amen. And so when we go live, there can't be any music. Good morning, Cora. I need you to put your hands this way, especially those of you that are in China, especially those of you that are in Puerto Rico. I heard they had another 6.0 or 7.0 earthquake in Puerto Rico. Amen. Oh my God. I heard they having issues all over the place. Whew. Father God, in the name of Jesus, not just in those two places, in Puerto Rico and in China, but wherever there are problems that affects your people, we're praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your perfect will be done. Whatever affecting your people affects you. And if it affects you, Father, it affects us. Father, heal and deliver. Give them comfort. Give them peace. Give them joy. Whatever they're missing, Lord, whatever they're missing, give them what they're missing.
Amen.
Father, they need you, Father. They're trapped. They're in a place, in an environment they have no control over. They are in need of you, Father. You say, well, there are two or three gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing. You from on high said to us that you would be in the midst. Father, we're asking that you would hear our prayers and that you would go to them. Where there is healing needed, let there be healing. Where there is power, let there be power. Where there is provision, let there be provision. Where there is a need for joy, let there be joy. Give them the celebration of victory wherever they are. In Jesus' name. Baby, what are the names that we're praying for this morning?
For Jasmine, for strength and encouragement. Her body is aching.
Jasmine, I need you to stretch your hand this way. Whether you're listening live or you're listening later, Jasmine, stretch your hands this way. Paul was so blessed in the name of Jesus. His prayers were so effectual. They were so in tune and in line with God that he didn't even have to be there. They would touch him with a cloth, a prayer cloth, a towel, a handkerchief, a piece of clothing, and send that to someone that was in need, and the prayer would be answered. They would be healed or delivered. God was moving in him that effectively. God will touch you by us reaching out to you, even through the internet. God will touch you, even if it's not today. But whenever you are listening to this and you are stretching out, God will hear this prayer and he will affect you on that end, even as we pray, even as you give in and give up and stretch out to God. Let your presence, Father, be made known. What's the name again, baby?
Jasmine.
You can heal her. You can deliver her. You can speak to her now, to her affliction. You can speak now, and she will be healed. And to every believer that speak healing in your name and don't doubt it, in the name of Jesus, they too can be healed. In Jesus' name. Who else, baby?
We have a Jeffrey from Canada.
Yes.
Peace of mind. He's not too sure if he's saved.
Jeffrey, my brother, I need you to repeat this after me. First of all, you cannot compare your walk with somebody else's. You cannot look at somebody else and say, if I'm not walking like them, if I don't look like them, I must not be saved. That's not how this works. Your relationship with God is your relationship with God. You can't compare your relationship with God with mine, because it's apples and oranges. It's not the same thing. Your strength from God, your relationship with God is between you and God. You cannot compare your relationship with somebody else's. I need you to repeat after me and anyone else that are feeling the same way Jeffrey. Jeffrey is feeling unsure. I don't know if I'm saved or not. I know I believe, but I'm not sure. Listen to me. Repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I accept you for who you are. I accept you on your terms. I am nothing but a filthy rag, and I need you to cleanse me. I have sinned. I need you to forgive me in your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I repent for all of my sin. There is a difference between repenting and apologizing. Apologizing, I'm sorry I got caught. I'm sorry I didn't do it right. I'm just sorry. Repentance means, Father, I need you to turn me around. I don't want to be in this place anymore. I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to cheat anymore. I don't want to be that way anymore. That's repentance. I repent of all sin and unrighteousness. And use me, Lord, to your own joy. Use me according to your will for my life. Accept me and save me in Jesus' name. If you do that, you are saved.
Amen.
If you do that and you meant it, you are saved. But I'm not perfect. Thank God you're not perfect. Because if you thought you were perfect, you wouldn't feel that you needed God. But because you know you're not perfect, you know you need God. You will hit your knees because you know you're not perfect. You will never stop praying because you know you're not perfect. You will dive into your Bible because you know you're not perfect. You will not criticize other people for mistakes because you know you're not perfect. So thank God you know you're not perfect.
Thank you.
I'm not using my imperfection as an excuse.
Yes,
I'm using the knowledge of my imperfection as a reminder
yes,
that I cannot stop. See, every time I hit my knees and I reiterate who I am in Christ to Christ, it's just like taking another shot, like another dose of my medicine that keeps me in this place. Because when you stop taking the medicine, your healing goes away.
Yes.
When you stop acknowledging Christ, your healing starts to fade.
Yes. Yes.
When you stop acknowledging who God is and that your life belongs yes. to him, your blessings start to fade. Yes. So you are only blessed because of where you are in Christ,
yes.
not because of you think you're a big Willie.
Yeah.
You're blessed because of where you stand
yes.
in Christ,
yes.
not because of what people think you are.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, somebody.
Yes.
And as long as you're standing in Christ, you are blessed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
No matter what your atmosphere looks like, no matter what people are saying about you, as long as you know you're in Christ, yes. you're blessed.
Hallelujah.
And God will change your atmosphere as he sees fit.
Yes. Amen.
Who else, Pastor? Who else?
Okay.
Oh, they're there. I'm ready.
Taku.
Have mercy. I'm ready.
Taku. Salvation for her mother and brother and her continuing to grow. Taku. Salvation, mother and brother and her continual growth.
Taku. Ala otata ya ukamia sad. Ta mama shua. Son, hit me one more time.
Taku.
La ya ya. Bring those two beautiful babies. Nikki, where's Nikki? In my car, in my video bag, in my laptop bag, their instructions on Talib and Bible. I didn't forget. Look at this beautiful baby. Oh, my lokusha. Look at that little, oh, my God. I missed you. God bless you. Mama, come here. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Healing and deliverance. God sees you trying. He says, I need you to know you. He says, I need you to know that I know you're not perfect. He said, stumbling is not a problem for me. He said, what are you going to do after you realize you stumbled? He said, that's what's important to me. If you say, oh, Lord, I blew it again, stand up, repent in the name of Jesus, and then keep moving. He said, now you got it. He said, but if you just, oh, I done messed up, I ain't no good, I'm going to stay right here. He said, now you blew it. He said, but every time you get up and repent in my name, he said, I do one of these numbers. He said, because you haven't forgotten. He said, and I swear, God is the only one that can do that. He said, and I swear I will bless you. He said, he's going to bless your atmosphere for these beautiful babies that he gave you. You went out and got them, but he put them there. Amen.
Amen.
He said, and they belong to me.
Amen.
Amen. He said, and they belong to me in Jesus' name. Taku.
Oh. Anointed.
Follow Tekasha.
Hallelujah.
Taku, I need you to listen to me. I need you to understand that God, you are the lantern in that family, in that house, in that family, in that atmosphere. You are the lantern. He said, your oil lamp must maintain, it must stay full, because you're not just a lantern to that family,
yes.
but you are a lantern to that community.
Yes.
God, he said, I need somebody that I can use to spread the light in that atmosphere. He said, and you have been selected to do that. He said, in spite of how things look, you remember who you serve. He said, I cannot be defeated. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be outdone. It cannot be shown up. I am God. I cannot be defeated. And as you walk in me, neither will you be defeated. He said, I don't care what it looks like. You walk in victory in the name of Jesus. You tread over the heads of snakes.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You don't let everybody pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You examine their spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And if their spirit does not meet what the Bible says about,
yes,
don't let them pray over you. Don't let them lay hands on you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because everybody's not trying to bless you.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Everybody's not out to bless you. You don't let everybody lay hands on you. They're not out to know them by their fruit.
Yes,
if their mouth says one thing and their fruit says something else, don't let them lay hands on you.
Yes,
you rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Taku.
Yes, Lord.
For your family, for your loved ones, for your house,
yes, Lord Jesus.
For your atmosphere,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
For your community,
yes, Lord Jesus.
We bless you. And as you pray, stretch out your hands,
yes,
and say in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I bless this atmosphere,
bless that,
and those that walk in it.
And those that walk in it.
I rebuke anything that come against it.
I rebuke anything that comes against it.
And I stand in the power of God.
And I stand in the power of God.
Nothing the enemy does.
Nothing the enemy does.
Will take me down.
Will take me down.
Or take me out.
Will take me out.
For me.
For me.
And my atmosphere are
covered by the blood,
and the blood
cannot be defeated.
In the name of the Father,
in the name of the Son,
in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Is that it?
No.
What about Sean?
Michael from India. He wants prayer for his family to be prepared for the rapture.
Oh my God. Where was Taiku from?
Taiku? No, we don't know.
Okay. Where was what? Jeff is from Ontario.
Canada.
From Canada. What's this name again?
Michael from India.
Michael from India. Ba Osamiam. Come here, son. Lift these up for me on either side. These. Lift these up. Amen. Kasayan. Pusayin. Put that over my. There we go. There we go. Samiana. I need my hand anointed. Tikasha. T, what's the name again?
Michael. He's from India.
Michael.
Thank you, Lord.
The enemy. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to turn it down. Michael from India, I need you to understand that the enemy has claimed that area as his territory. And he set up strongholds and pits for the people of God to stumble. But greater is he that's in us and in you than anything that is in the world. What's his name again?
Michael.
Michael, I need you to have faith that God has called you to do what he has called you to do. I need you to walk as a soldier that has been called by God. You cannot walk in fear. You cannot walk in doubt. You cannot walk looking back. For any servant that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Once you put your hands to the plow, once you step into God's anointing, once you are working under God's leadership,
amen,
you cannot look back into the world.
Amen.
You let the dead bury the dead. You look forward. You keep praying for those that need prayer, healing of salvation. You keep praying for those that need healing. You keep praying for those that need deliverance. And you must do it without fear.
In the name of Jesus.
You must do it without fear of retaliation. You must do it without fear of lack. You must do it without fear of being hurt or criticized. You must do it in the name of Jesus. Let your mouth open and you must not keep silent.
Amen.
You must speak the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Michael and his environment, we're praying, Lord, that you would pour your anointing over his atmosphere, over his temple, over his area. God! Michael, make sure your hands are stretched out to me. Even though I cannot touch you in the physical, we can touch in the spirit. Maloki Shoyona. Make sure, Lord, that you control his speech, that you control and govern what he says, where he goes, who he's with, and what he does. If there's any sin, unrighteousness, anything, doubt, remove it from his mind and from his heart. That he will be the strong vocal soldier that you have called and created him to be. And he will fight and not be silent. We command these things in India. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Any more tea?
Last one. Kathleen Whitmire, she wants prayer for her daughters. Her daughter is hearing torturous voices. They're both saved, but they're not letting her rest. She can't sleep. And
yes.
They're telling her to be defiant.
La Osaria salió.
Nakisha.
Nakisha is the last one I need.
Nakisha.
What's the mama's name? Kathleen?
Kathleen.
Whitmire. Kathleen. I need you to do this for me. If you don't have any blessed oil, email us. I'll send you some. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I'll send it to you. If you have blessed oil, I need you to do this for me. And anyone else who's experiencing the same thing, this works. This works. You're listening. I need you to anoint that house. I know you're saved, so you can do this. I need you to anoint every doorway, the ceiling, not the ceiling, but the doorway. I need you to anoint the window seals. I need you to anoint anywhere people can come in and out, because for one thing, people can come into your house and drop stuff off. And then they leave your house and you praying for a month trying to get it out. So you need to be careful who you let in that house. Because they come in your house dropping little bits and pieces and this and that, and they go off somewhere and you wonder, what just hit my house?
Yes.
Next, I want you to keep them off those YouTubes and internet for 7 days if you can do it. Because those YouTubes, you don't know what's soaking into their head. And they sleep with them things.
Uh-huh. Yes, my Lord.
They put those earbuds in. We have to take it away from Asia. They put them earbuds in, and they sleep, but they don't know what they're listening to. And the enemy will subtly put stuff in their spirit, download stuff in their spirit. And they don't know why they're dreaming what they're dreaming. They don't know why they're thinking what they're thinking. Because the enemy has put that stuff in their subconscious without their music is the only thing that can enter your subconscious without your permission, and you can't help it. Cut that internet, that YouTube and those chat rooms up. 7 days, chop it off.
Amen.
Wherever your baby sleeps, on the couch, in the chair, at the table, wherever she sleeps, anoint that place. Wherever she sleeps. And you all pray. If you don't have a tallit, I will send you one. You need oil and a tallit. What's her name, Kathleen?
Kathleen Whitmire.
Kathleen, if you don't have a tallit or prayer oil, I will send it to you. We're not selling it. We're not no jackleg church that sells stuff. I will send this to you to make sure you get it. You do this, and you both pray. I guarantee you God will deliver that house.
Amen.
That's not a question. That's a promise. We've done it. It happens. It's real.
Thank you, Lord.
If you cut out those outside interferences, block the enemy's path from entering in, you will kill that.
Amen.
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 Raise up your hands with me. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke anything that enters into Kathleen's house, into her daughter, into her family, into their mind. What's the daughter's name?
Nakisha.
Nakisha, I need you to lift. If you can get Nakisha to stretch her hands this way, Kathleen. Father, these babies belong to you. I rebuke and reject anything the enemy is trying to do to them. We cancel it out in the name of Jesus. We break the hold.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let your presence go out. Destroy the enemy that's trying to destroy them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Francisco, he's sick.
Francisco? Mm-hmm. Does it say where he's from?
No.
Francisco, wherever you are. Your co-worker's father. La chashomia. Your co. So you know Francisco.
Yeah.
Give your phone to somebody. Give your phone to your daughter. Come here. Come here. I need you. Because you're going to stand in for Francisco.
I know my co-worker, my another father.
That's all right. You're going to stand in for them. Palasho. You work with the daughter?
Yes.
And she has access to her father?
Yes.
Is she a believer?
Yeah.
You're going to lay hands on her. And you tell her what you're doing. What's her name again?
His name is Francisco. Her daughter's Nereida.
Nereida.
What?
You tell her this. This is from the Lord for Francisco. First of all, you tell her, the Lord said, Francisco needs to repent. If you need to write this down or re-listen to this prayer, you do this. Francisco needs to repent in the name of Jesus. Are you listening? You tell her to lay hands on him. Tell her that came from the Lord. And repeat after me or say these words, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Let your blood heal Francisco.
Let your blood heal Francisco.
Let your blood change his mind.
Let your blood change his mind.
Let your blood renew his covenant to you.
Let his blood renew
his covenant to you. You can replay this tape, this prayer, and give him peace.
And give him peace.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Son.
In the name of the Son.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
If Francisco does that, and if the little girl does this, he will be healed.
Amen.
You do that. Amen. This message is up now. You do this. Do what I said. It'll be done. Like he's. Father God, repeat after everybody, raise your hands. Father God,
Father God,
in the name of Jesus, this is a house of prayer,
and we pray.
Thank you for your gift.
Thank you
for your anointing. If there are any sins, if there's any disobedience, if there's anything that's not like you, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we turn it all into your hands. Go in peace. And sin no more. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
God bless you and thank you. Amen.